With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How are you this morning, everybody? Hopefully you have had a fantastic week. Hopefully you are ready to embark on the next week of your lives, making it a productive time. Got to hear some of the Zach Gelb show this morning. Was able to hear a little bit of Coach Rick Neuheisel on my way in this morning, hanging out with Zach, talking about the upcoming college football season, which gets me excited. Now, I know next week Miami and Florida play, which is really strange because usually the first weekend of college football is El Garbage. They usually are bringing out programs that have pretty much no cachet or programs that play out west, which is pretty much the summary of the vast, vast majority of teams that play west of the Mississippi. The vast majority of them, El Garbage, most years. So that's usually what you get the first week. This year, we're getting a treat. Florida and Miami, they get a rooting interest right off the bat. Yeah, I can root against Manny Diaz, a guy who accepted the head coaching job at my alma mater, Temple University, told us how great the job was, even reached out to members of the media who he knew were Temple University alums and wanted our assistance in understanding the community and how to reach out and how to publicize the program and everything. Hopefully Manny had a real good time the 2 weeks that he stayed in the job before he took his next dream job. I got a rooting interest. This is great because I can root against someone who slithers on their belly and then knocks themselves up against rocks to shed their skin. It's like the Bobby Petrino school of coaching. So I got something to root for, so that's good. And then the Florida Gators, who Dan Mullen has been charged with bringing the Gators back to some level of prominence. I say some level of prominence very, very loosely because it's been a bit of a struggle for the Florida Gators these last few years. But I like Mullen from Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. So I get a little bit of a local rooting interest for him. He grew up in the town next to me. So I have a little bit of a rooting interest there. That's a good start to the college football season. I'm excited for it. We're not going to do a fallout next week because I can tell you right now that Miami and Florida are not going to be two teams that are involved in discussing who's going to win the national championship this year. We don't have to worry about them, I think, in the long term. But we'll start with the fallout 2 weeks from today. And we're getting lots of fallout from the second week of the NFL preseason. Boy, people are excited about it. People are talking way too much about it. And one of the things I try to do, my wife says to me the other night, "You didn't watch any of the Eagles game?" I went, "No, not a bit." She goes, you're obsessed with the Eagles. And you didn't watch any of it?" And I said, "Nope, no interest." She's like, "How could the Eagles be playing and you're not interested at all?" I said, "All I do is just hope that my team comes out of it where I don't get a tweet or I don't read a story where somebody has gotten injured. That is honestly all I care about when it comes to preseason NFL football. Can't watch it, not entertained by it, not interested in analyzing how players looked. I give you a few clues. Tony Dungy told me years ago, before preseason games, that one of the things that he did many times is coaching staffs, if you had a good relationship with the team you were playing, the coaches would talk during the week and say, "Okay, here's what I'm trying to do when my starters are in the game. What are you trying to do?" "Oh, I'm trying to do this." "Okay. All right. Just so I know. All right. Now, what are you trying to do when you're getting a look at this quarterback? You're getting a look at this guy. Would you test this player on our defense? Would you go after him a bit?" I wanted that the coaches would sort of strategize together how they wanted the preseason game to go. Now, to me, that was really, really interesting stuff to hear about coaches sort of strategizing together about, hey, you can do me a favor. Go after these young guys when they're in the game. Show me what I got. Show me if they're any good or not. I loved hearing that kind of insights. But it also told me that, okay, this thing's totally scripted, totally choreographed, and nobody is game planning to stop the other. If you listen to this show, you know that I was a fan of, like, just for instance, the New York Giants going out and deciding, you know what, we need a quarterback. We got to go find ourselves a quarterback. And now Daniel Jones has got people who, I heard Giants Nation, if that's a nation.
I heard quarterback.
Yeah, I heard Giants Nation, you know, telling everybody how awful the pick was. Losing their minds. Now, with some preseason games, they're just so excited. They're pumped. They're like, look at him. He's like throwing beautifully. Look at that throw. He's awesome. I told you on this show from the day the pick was made, I liked the pick. I really did. I enjoyed it. Thought it was a good pick. I didn't want to see Daniel Jones become a Giant. Because you see, every single Saturday, I'll give you a little clue. Every single Saturday night when I go to church, go into Holy Spirit, and sometimes I'll wander over to, you know, light a candle for a special intention, and it's always for Eli Manning's health. As an Eagles fan, I want to see Eli Manning healthy forever.
Hey, hey, hey!
I think he's 4-17 in his last 21 Eagles starts. I want to see Eli Manning named, like, Pope. Let's just let him, let's let him stay there. Oh no, Frances is already Pope. He's going to have some other title. I want to see Eli in there as long as possible. I want to see fan bases not take a chance on young guys. What I've seen across the NFL is fan bases already overreacting to the 2019 draft. Already overreacting to what their team did. Kyler Murray can't play, I guess. That's what I've been told. The last few days, look at Kyler Murray. He can't play. He looks terrible. Ooh, look at Daniel Jones. He's amazing. Why do I have a feeling that both of those answers are going to be completely wrong? That the truth's probably going to end up lying somewhere in the middle. Because that's what happens. There are no defensive game plans this week of the preseason. No teams are installing NFL regular season game plans to defend against an opponent. If you're reading too much into it, you're reading too much into it. Don't get too excited. The baseball races are really heating up. I'm enjoying watching at least some things tighten up a bit. The National League Central, honestly, if this thing gets any crappier, they're going to put it in Williamsport. They're just going to ask the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Brewers to just go play in Williamsport. I can imagine it now. Joe Maddon on a piece of cardboard sliding down a hill before the game to turn in the lineup card. National League Central is putrid. It's awful. Dreadful. And one of those teams is going to get an automatic trip into the National League playoffs. And it's not one of those things where you say, man, all those teams are so good, they're beating up on each other. Nah, not the case. When the Phillies sweep you, the Cubs might, you know, if this was like the Premier League or something, they may drop them down a division. When you get swept by the Phillies, that's usually the point that things aren't going too well. Right now, that division is just awful. You got the Dodgers, who are right in town across the street from where I'm broadcasting this morning. Studios of 680 The Fan in Atlanta at Battery Atlanta, directly across from SunTrust Park. Dodgers are in town this weekend. And the Dodgers are taking on the Braves. So the two clear-cut, not even close, best teams in the National League are going at it this weekend. And the Dodgers beat the Braves on Friday night, and Braves Twitter in Atlanta, losing their minds. Oh my gosh, look at this. Dodgers come to town. We're getting our butt kicked, man. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, man, our bullpen sucks. This is awful. And I'm like, do you realize the Dodgers are in like year 7 or 8 of what they've built? That it took the Dodgers trading, buying, drafting, cultivating talent, coming together to build what they've got going on today in the National League. And they've won the last two National League Championship Series. Braves, on the other hand, have one of the youngest teams in baseball. One of the handful of youngest teams in baseball. Young, exciting, dynamic players. What did their general manager do, Alex Anthopoulos? He went out and locked down two of their best young players in Ronald Acuna and Ozzy Albies, signed them to long-term deals, locked them down, guaranteed the fan base will have them. And all I've heard is, oh, this is terrible. We can't hang with the Dodgers, man. This sucks. Man, the Dodgers come into town and just beat us. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Baseball fans are driving me crazy. Baseball fans drive me crazy. The Braves are so much better than anybody in the Central. And no, they're not as good as the Dodgers. They did beat them last night, though. But it's as if everybody believes you can build a championship club in like in baseball. Oh, we can build a championship club in a couple years and just do it. Just snap your fingers. Everything will be fixed. And it's as if everybody believes their team exists in a vacuum. Well, if we make this move and everything, then we're going to win a World Series. Now, it takes some time. And if you're a team like Atlanta, you got years of time. You're young. You're one of the youngest teams in baseball. And by the way, you're playing great baseball while you're young. This doesn't usually happen. But the fans are still angry. I truly believe the 280 characters and everybody having a little keyboard in front of them on their phones, which they can't take their damn eyes off of, has ruined sports. We can't even enjoy when our teams are good. We can't even enjoy it. When you're having great years, fans are still upset about it. I saw Tampa Bay Rays fans upset the other night. Well, we're doing well, but are we going to be able to hold off the Red Sox? With the smallest payroll in all of Major League Baseball, you've already won 72 games. Now, I realize there's like 7 people that really identify as Rays fans. But I'm like, even in good times, even in great, like, unforeseen seasons, stuff where you didn't expect your team to be great, sports fans still desire to be miserable. It's the 280 characters. I am convinced that's what it is. It's everybody just, everybody's manic. You're winning the World Series 1 week. Oh, we suck it. We're the worst thing in the world the next week. For God's sakes, if it's making you that miserable to be a sports fan, put sports down. Honestly, put it down. If you can't even enjoy when it's a good season and you're having a great season, you're one of the handful of best teams in baseball and you can't enjoy it, then put it down. Go find something else to do. Read a book. But my gosh, if you don't find enjoyment in sports, what are you doing? Why are you a sports fan? I'll let you get in anytime you want today. Open up the phone lines to you at 855-212-4CBS. I am convinced sports fans would rather be miserable today. They don't even want to enjoy. Well, if we can't win a Super Bowl, why even bother? I remember Carson Wentz's first year. I enjoyed that year as much as any year. As much as any year. Because I was getting a glimpse of the future. I don't know. Maybe it's old school. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. If you're one of those fans, honestly, I want you to get help. I want you to get help. You need it. You need it. If you can't find enjoyment in sports, why are you following sports? Why do you do it?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.